life has become cumbersome. Too heavy, too light, too black or too white, too wrong or too right. Day or night, cumbersome. Too rich or too poor, she's wanting me less and I'm wanting her more. The bitter taste is cumbersome.
Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're traveling to the deep shores of Ontario. J.D. Crosstown will be in our spotlight. His music is rooted in story, soul, and tradition, blending folk, country, and blues. His debut album, Taking My Time, is a reflection of life, growth, and staying true to your path, and it's available now. He'll be stopping by in just a bit to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. You ready? Let's get started. Our journey begins in Ontario. We're going to start off with music from J.D. Crosstown. Our guest, this is Cold Whistle.
Well, don't you hear that cold whistle blowing, cold whistle blowing, cold whistle blowing. Don't you hear that cold whistle blowing down that railroad line. How the years have passed door, holidays have gone by, things I wish I knew before. Blowing strong, so much longer are the nights, and this girl I'm thinking of has eased my worried mind. Don't you hear that cold whistle blowing, cold whistle blowing, cold whistle blowing. Don't you hear that cold whistle blowing down that railroad line.
How long has it been since day we said goodbye? Oh, how I dream of him and how I still cry. Never did no one wrong, bound to a bond chain.
So blowing, cold whistle blow. Don't you hear that cold whistle blowing down that railroad line?
Longing
you say. All those words will ever get you say. All those words will ever get you say.
Oh yeah, J.D. Crosstown in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, the North Sound. This is Wash Me Away. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
It's hard to find a place to sit in churches and bars that I don't fit. It's tough when no one wants you around, 'cause you're too up or too down. And everyone's got a bright idea. I listen to what I Just go to my blue.
That was Mr. Mike Paul.
Shine bright. keeping on. You're gonna shine brightest when you find where you best belong. You gotta keep hanging in, holding tight, have the night time, take a little sage advice. Like a girl all alone on a mountainside, born to never back down. So keep keeping on until you
Tegan Little Chief, and before that, Adder Siopilatos. Here's Martin and Show It. We are indigenous in music. Find us.
We're
music from the Mexican Institute of Sound, Yimaya. Hey, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and hook us up. I'll email you right back. That's larry@indigenousandmusic.com. And I'm also over on Instagram and Facebook. Come hook it up for us so we can connect. All right, here's Burnstick, Ebb and Flow. Off their Made of Sin album, brand new.
I felt the wind so bold, its bite sharper than the winter's cold. I've heard the frail breeze blow, singing to the hills in the ebb and flow. Sword of shame, hurt the ones I love with words of blame. I've bit my tongue in fear to fall. How could I have come to be so small?
Make it to Arizona soon. Oh, Tennessee. Wild town of my heart. They camp at dark 30 on the river bank of rose quartz. Rapids run neath the twang of Sister Rosetta's guitar. And another night we'll play to Arizona stars. Oh, Tennessee, 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 wild town of my heart. Rapids of asphalt hurtling us through another unreal place. And another night we'll dance in Apache County again. Oh, Tennessee, 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 wild town of my heart.
That's music from a Cactus Rose, NYC. Tennessee. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, our guest, J.D. Crosstown, will be in our spotlight. We'll be right back. We are the music makers, playing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Take Indigenous in Music with Larry K wherever you go. Whether you're traveling or on the move, you can find us on your smart speaker or your favorite streaming apps. Just tune in, turn it up, and enjoy the journey. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is always on the go.
Indigenous in Music now accepts property donations. Donate houses or buildings and receive a valuable tax write-off. Support the growth of our radio programming, art gallery, and more. Visit indigenousinmusic.com today and learn how to donate your property.
That you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. What you
from the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, Welcome to our Indigenous Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Today, our guest comes all the way from Ontario. Indigenous singer, songwriter, and guitarist, J.D. Crosstown is in the spotlight. Blending folk, country, and blues, he's a powerful storyteller whose new debut album, Taking My Time, is out now. It's time to find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome J.D. Crosstown. How you doing, J.D.?
Not too bad. Yourself, Larry?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Florida. Weather's fine. How's it way up there in Ontario?
Oh, it's raining. It's still a little cold, but hopefully we'll see sunshine soon.
Nice, nice. Now, I was looking at the map, and you're surrounded by a lot of water. You get out there and fish a lot.
Oh, yeah. Ever since I was a little boy, me and my my father would go out a lot.
Yeah.
Out on those big water.
Yeah. Now, what's the music scene like up in there in your area?
Oh, it's pretty good. There's a summer festival that happens each year called Summer Folk, and they have lots of different acts that a lot of Canadian singer-songwriters. I'd say there's probably a few thousand people come to that each year.
Oh, nice. Bring in friends and family.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. Well, when did you get into music? Did you start at an early age?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was about 9 or 10 years old, but I never started writing songs and trying to play in front of people up until about 4 years ago, I think it was, right after the pandemic, I guess.
Okay. Now, how did your community and family shape your sound and your approach to storytelling through music? Did that just all happen or take years?
Well, I think I'm still working on it in a lot of ways, but...
Sure.
My dad played a lot of guitar, not crazy, just like basic chords. And he taught me how to play, G, C, D, and all that stuff.
Right.
But as far as storytelling, I don't know. I think just some of the art that my family exposed me to, like Bob Dylan and all that country music, was very inspiring. And, just kind of wanted to figure it out on my own, too.
Right, right. Now, your debut album, Taking My Time, feels very intentional. What does the title mean to you, and where were you personally when creating it?
Well, I recorded it in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
I think the title was trying to say, maybe don't rush and stuff like that, even though we did rush the record, and there's only so much time.
Well, you did a good job.
It's more of a reminder. More of a reminder to take your time on things, I think.
Now, when you sit down and write, does the story come first, or the melody, or what does it take to all happen?
I think generally the melody comes for me first, and I could usually figure out the story from the melody somehow. Like, it conveys some sort of emotion, and I usually know where to take it from there, but that isn't always true. Sometimes I just have an idea about something to write, and then I figure it out later, but generally the melody.
You match it up. Sure, sure. You're going to be touring Europe here soon. Now, how did that all happen? Congratulations. Good work.
Yeah, man. I was fortunate enough to meet my good buddy, Matt Epp, who's a wonderful songwriter and had been, doing it for years now. And we got linked up at a show, and he just invited me, and this will be our third time going over there. I usually open for him as well as support him on guitar. For the remainder of his show.
Nice, nice. We're going to take a break and play you a song from his album. Here is The Devil.
There without a care to ease my worried blues. deal. He wants you chasing no exceptions to the rule. And with all those odds you're facing, you better keep your cool. Cause he's far from staying. You better stop praying. He's gone all in for you. Yes, everywhere, oh, everywhere that I've been through, the devil he is always there for you. Yes, everywhere. Flying his, well, he slithers so damn far and wide, looking for a kiss. Well, I won't abide, for I shall not hide from any wickedness. Yes, everywhere, oh, everywhere that I've been through, the devil he is always there for you. Yes, everywhere.
That was The Devil, music from J.D. Crosstown, brand new off his album. J.D., now you got some powerful songs on this record. Is there one track that really defines who you are as an artist?
Well, that's a tough question.
That's me.
Yeah. One that defines me?
Sure.
I think, I don't know how to answer that specifically, but one of my favorites on there that I can't seem to, you know, I seem to always play it is Drizzling Rain. Grey Goose is more of a personal song about, you know, friends and family and stuff like that. So that one feels like more of a real song out of all of them.
Now, for listeners hearing you for the first time, what do you hope they take away from this new album of yours, Taking My Time?
I think the same things when I listen to music, you know, some of my favorite artists, like, help you through either good times or tough times.
Yeah. Or get you dancing.
Yeah.
get you in the mood. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what's next for you? Touring? More touring? I know Europe's going to be fun.
Yeah, after Europe, I got to go out east of Canada and a bunch of summer festivals throughout the summer. And after that, I don't know. I'm hoping to make another record here soon. I have a lot of songs I've written over the winter.
Tell us about Allison. She does a good job. I liked her music.
Yeah, Allison's actually my lady.
Oh, and, nice.
We met through music, and it was around that time I was writing those songs, so it just made perfect sense.
All right. Well, tell her she has a fan down here in Florida.
I will.
JD, you have any advice for new and upcoming musicians that are breaking into the scene?
Well, you know, it's good to put yourself in new situations, if, you know, whether that's getting up on stage and doing that as much as you can. And once you get that traction going, it's good to be relentless with it, I'd say, and not to give up.
Right on.
Even when it seems like it's not going anywhere.
And take your time. Right on.
But don't take too long.
Make sure you get it done. You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry K and J.D. Crosstown. His new album is out, Taking My Time. J.D. is also featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusic.com to read all about him and listen to this interview. You can visit him on his homepage at jdcrosstown.com. JD, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous in Music Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, stay in touch. Any new updates, I'll blast them for you.
Right on.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Secrets on the dash, thoughts all in my brain. Something about this feeling takes away the pain. I'm out on the road, missing home. But when I'm at home, I miss the road. I've been up for days, nobody's around. I'm flying so high, I don't wanna come down. Another big city, another show. Of all these chains around me.
Melody MacArthur. Here's Lily.
Oh, That's My Body is a Temple from Lili. Hey, right now, if you missed part of today's show, you can find us on our homepage at indigenousinmusic.com. That's our homepage, indigenousinmusic.com. Stop on over and take a look around. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Bring Indigenous in Music with you wherever you go. Whether you're on the road or chilling at home, or just a tap away, tune in on your smart speaker or your favorite app and get ready to turn it up. Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay, always on the go.
Do you love Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love. High gas prices got you down? If you're done filling up that tank, here's a thought. If you don't need it, donate that car to us. Visit Indigenous in Music and get started. Proceeds benefit the programming here. Thank you for your support.
Here we go. Diet and the Love Soldiers. This is Give Me a Reason.
For the king on the throne. It's tied to the string. Give me a reason. For the guns that I sold, and for those that reap the gold, for the kids that are bleeding, and the ones still left grieving. Give me a reason. There's trouble. For the man on the streets and the ones that want his defeat, for the poison in the veins and the pushers who deal in pain, give me a reason. There's trouble on the ground, oh, there's trouble.
Music from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas from Detroit. That's Bombay. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We hang 24/7, 365 at indigenousandmusic.com. Indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
So now it's time to head back to the Same Magazine Studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, for one more hour of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay.
Jump on. We're heading out. We're heading over to Denver to hang out with Chantel.